This is Johnny X Unfiltered. The man helped me through the news today. My name is Mel Taylor, The Mel Taylor Show on WPG Talk Radio 1450. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
I'm AccuWeather's Jeremy Pearson on WPG Talk Radio 1450.
Yeah, baby. I figure whiskey's big. Johnny X knocks back a few. Crank up a little Metallica. You okay with this?
Oh, yeah.
You sure? Or is it too heavy for you?
No.
You get the reference, bar owner, whiskey, right?
I can tell you, the hardest you sing them, Mel.
It's WPG Talk Radio 1450. I am Mel Taylor. It's the Mel Taylor Show every Friday afternoon from 3 until 6. You can listen online if you want at WPG1450.com, or you can listen anytime, download stuff, MP3s, archives, pictures. Maybe you missed it live. You want to listen to it at a later date. Not a problem. Just go to MelTaylorShow.com. That's MelTaylorShow.com. Yes, at 4 o'clock, we have the esteemed president of the Atlantic City, Greater Atlantic City Chamber of Commerce. He is Joe Kelly. He'll come in, talk a little biz buzz with Coach Mindy. She's going to be here any minute. She's been getting a mani and a pedi, and she's, for some reason, it's winter time, and she's possibly working on a bikini wax, but I don't know why that would be necessary when there's no bikinis going on right now. Guys like us, we don't. You do manscaping, Johnny X?
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone does.
All right.
Why not? So,
I'm just asking because we try to get people to expose their a side that the average person doesn't know. Stuff that you wouldn't say when you're talking to city council, for example. You know what? We were playing Name That Tune, right? So Metallica, you weren't a big fan of Britney Spears.
No.
Toxic. Let me see if you know what this is.
A pile driver. Right now, I ended up fixing the bulkhead at the north end of the island over there.
That's actual sound of the inlet area of the new boardwalk being created. Isn't that a beautiful sound?
It's about time to get it done.
Would you like to be living next to that?
Next, hey, listen, you got to suffer when you want to rehab something. It is what it is, you know? I mean, I don't know who's helping the city fund it or the city's doing it themselves, but either way, whoever is involved in putting that project together, it's just going to up your value. And guess what? 3 years ago, prior to Sandy, even a year ago, it wasn't the prettiest thing to see. In, I guess, 2 years, I guess, for this thing to start to finish. When you get done, you'll be thanking God that it is going to be as beautiful as it's going to be. So,
you know, we talk a little bit about how Atlantic City is valuable or the need to unlock that value. You have mixed feelings. I'm a little more optimistic about it. I'm a little more bullish. You have more financial skin in the game. I just moved from Philly, so maybe I haven't been here long enough to truly know the frustration, but I got a good feeling. But I'm more optimistic than pessimistic. Mm-hmm. Now, if you believe, Johnny X, if you believe in buying low and selling high, if you believe that Warren Buffett buys something, that it must have some value, maybe you're the kind of person, when you see blood in the water, you start buying things up. Maybe you like to go bargain basement shopping. Maybe you're the guy that used to steal my lunch money. But now's the time to stock up on pieces of this giant sandbar called Atlantic City. When you hear that pile driving stuff going on, that means real shovels in the ground are occurring. Yes. And that means at the end of that boardwalk will be a great place to invest down there at Gardner's Basin.
Back the way it was. Yes. Well, again, Atlantic City is in a buyer's market. Yes. Down there at the inlet, it's a beautiful place to visit. You can fish, you know, watch the sunrise on the end of the island over there. And, you know, when they finish the bulkhead, you'll be able to enjoy a nice new boardwalk to walk on. I mean, a lot of people that run, you know, for pleasure or for a competition say the AC boardwalk is the best place to do it because it's the air, the salt air, you know, the ambiance around you, and the boardwalk doesn't beat you up physically. So you're going to go from what's now, 7 miles to an 8.25 mile stretch of boardwalk? What's the complaint about?
Now, you saw the news story, no doubt, that council is starting to talk about summer beach concerts. That's a beautiful thing. I love beach concerts. They were great last summer. And this time around, they're thinking about doing anywhere between maybe, what, 8 and 10 beach concerts with a semi-permanent stage where they build it in the beginning of the season, mm-hmm. and they pretty much can keep it up for straight through the fall. Makes a lot of sense. It cuts down on costs and stuff like that. So the RFP, if you want to do a beach concert, you got to have your RFP it's due by December 8th. This is what I'm reading here. And the mayor's office and the revenue and finance department and city council will be making decisions. Do they have the chops to figure out what kind of bands to go in there? And they're looking for concerts that will draw at least 30,000 people. And the concert promoters must use, that's what it says here, concert promoters, it says must use or are highly encouraged to use local Atlantic City businesses.
The beach concerts with Blake Shelton and Lady Antebellum was a successful two-day venue for everyone that was involved. Fortunately, Frank Dougherty and myself quarterbacked the entire vending situation down there. And we were high-fived all over the place on our professionalism, our blueprinting, and our attentiveness to detail during those two concerts. Then somehow we got lost in translation and they did not want local businesses involved with the concerts. So with my big mouth, went to city council, went to the mayor. Again, Frank and I had the liquor vending of it, and I knew chances were we weren't going to get it, but that was not fair to the other vendors that were involved selling the food items or the pretzels, the fresh fruits. Out of 365 days out of the year, you know, we suffer at least 300 of them. You know, summer's only 60 days long. You know, with the weather, the weekends, the holidays, you only get 60 days to make legit tourism money during that time. So to bypass the locals who were there, October, which is the worst month in the state of New Jersey, you know, November, December, January, February, you know, into half of March, you got 6-7 months that, you know, you're struggling and you have to budget what you do when, you know, you are wearing shorts, t-shirts, and light clothing. But when you have to bundle up, it's a ghost town.
Honest opinion, when these big shows come to town, big shows, big acts, whether it's Miss America, whether it's wrestling or something on the beach, do the local boardwalk vendors do well? Do the Atlantic and Pacific Avenue people, do they see a nice uptick? It bleeds out and it benefits all for the most part, right?
It does. Again, with the venues that they have at Convention Center, they bleed onto the boardwalk through the walk, so they do well. And then from there, it disperses. You can go a little bit northbound onto the boardwalk, and you can head down towards Tropicana, because if the Trop, there really isn't much down there. Again, it's perception. You know, you have to have a clean building. You have to offer a product that's consistent at a fair price, you know. But the biggest challenge that the city has is lack of marketing for themselves.
So the next question in our lightning round is the Atlantic City Alliance. How vital are they? And it looks as if, based on what I saw, Assemblyman Chris Brown, what he said, Denny Levinson said the same thing. They said something to the effect, and then it was in the paper today, that they really don't need $30 million a year. They can get by on $8 to $10 million and get everything done. That's nice to know that they could do it for $10 million, but why for many, many years were they asking and getting $30 million? What happened to that $20 million? Is that just a waste?
Did you see the salary some of these people were making?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you want Atlantic City to survive? You have to have local skin in the game. Okay, and this is going for ACA, CRDA, or any other 3-4-letter word association that comes to the city. If you pay the Hamilton toll to come to work, you are useless to me. You have to have skin in the game. I need you to live in Atlantic County. I need you to see the Revel, the tallest building in New Jersey, in the sky when you're driving at one point in time in a day. If you do not see that building, you have no vested interest at all. And I've been saying that, and I'll continue to say that. Any board that they'll come up with to, like, what they want to do is beautify Atlantic City, there is no legitimate local business person there.
What would you do with Glenn Straub if you had a minute with Glenn and then you had maybe some time with city council? What would you say to Glenn Straub? What's he up against? Why are they not exactly being helpful to get him up and running?
I met Mr. Straub twice, and sitting down with him at one time was my place and one time at a different eatery, he made sense. Then you see, I guess, what the media puts out as far as his comments. More recently, his Serbian refugees that stay at the Revel. It kind of puts his own foot in his mouth. So I don't know what the battle is between him and council.
But you do love him. You do love him that he has the money. He puts the money up. He puts it in escrow. He admits he's a little crazy. Yeah. But that's the only way he stays engaged with wanting to do this stuff. And he is the kind of guy that literally doesn't need anybody else's money. Nobody's grants. Nobody's tax credits. He just writes a check and he's good to go, but he's being held back. Is it possible that Atlantic City prefers to have a piece of all the action where Icon and Tillman Fertitta and Glenn Straub and Borgata can really pretty much do it on their own in cash?
Well, again, if you have the means and the finances to sustain and build your own business, why are you taking away from a smaller person who could possibly get there? That's where I'm not getting is where these funds that, you know, that we pay into, you know, more or less the Atlantic City luxury tax, you know, hotels and liquor establishments pay an extra 3% on top of the 7. What luxury is that? You know, that was the thing Lucky Johnson did to get Atlantic City by in the winters. Now it's all year round. And realistically, what are you getting for it? You can barely touch it. But if you're a big player in a game, I want a million for this, 2 mil for that, 5 mil for that. You know, two council meetings or two CRDA meetings later, you got it.
If you were king for a day and you could do anything you want to change and save and reinvigorate Atlantic City, what would it be? Very cleanly, in a few words.
Give jobs and responsibilities to people who actually know how to do what needs to get done. Not put your friends or family members in positions because you owe them a favor or they baked you a pie for Thanksgiving. But that's pretty much what the city is.
Do you notice that crazy redhead that absolutely is as quiet as a bull going through a china shop?
No.
Come on,
yeah,
seriously.
I don't even know she's even in the room.
Seriously, you know, I work so hard to try to... You have your headphones on, Coach Mindy? I mean, I work so hard at trying to get you a theme song. I got a theme song for Coach Mindy. You want to hear it? You don't have a choice.
Woohoo! Oh, that's dancing in the studio. There you go. Still Latin music? Not bad. There you go.
This is the Coach Mindy theme song.
That's a good song. Is this Pitbull? Is this Pitbull?
Pitbull? I don't think so. But no, we have a person of Greek heritage, of Jewish heritage, and me, I'm a half Lithuanian, a half Irish. So we got four different nationalities in the studio. How about that?
A lot of personality.
So we try to do a little bit of a cross-cultural vibe here on WPG Talk Radio 1450. My name is Mel Taylor with Johnny X, and Coach Mindy just barreled in. She's getting ready for Joe. He's Joe Kelly. He's the president of the Greater Atlantic City Chamber, and he'll be talking about some biz buzz stuff. And Joe's the man. He's got a big job ahead of him, doesn't he, Johnny X?
Joe, every time I turn around, I just learn more and more of what that man does. And it's amazing on what he accomplishes. But at the same time, on how humble he is with his accomplishments. Great person.
Well, it's good that you had the first time that the chamber came and did a mixer at your place last night.
Yes.
Awesome.
And Coach Mindy was there.
Yes, she was.
Was she behaving herself?
Very well behaved.
Can you be honest about that? You don't have to cover for her.
I don't lie.
I gave her a 2-drink minimum. You realize that?
Only had one.
Okay.
Wait a minute. All honesty, I had 0 last night. So, Johnny, you didn't make any money off of me, but
That's all right.
I stayed, you know, stayed cool.
Okay, what we're going to do is take a break because we want to do the commercials and come back with Johnny X from Ducktown Tavern. He's Johnny X Unfiltered. We give him a new story. He just tells it like it is on WPG Talk Radio 1450.
Health Update with Robin Stoloff.
got to mellow out. Got to chill with some strings and some orchestral. Because you know, Coach Mindy, put your headphones, Coach Mindy. This is the radio, and I know that you are good at sign language. And I finally put a Motown record on for you. Because it's WPG Talk Radio 1450. It's the Mel Taylor Show every Friday from 3 to 6. How you doing, South Jersey? I see you, Margate, Pleasantville. Pull your pants up like I told you. You got Johnny X is here. Johnny X is here from the Ducktown. We got Joe Kelly from the Greater Atlantic City Chamber. You got to behave yourself. These guys are sophisticated, and they need to be treated with great respect on WPG Talk Radio. All right, we are back with Johnny X. And look, you're in the middle, Johnny, of a beautiful woman, red hair, Jewish. Not that her nationality has anything to do with it. And to your right, you have Joe Kelly, who you just saw last night. And I was joking, Joe, that there was some kind of craziness going on. But it's a great mix of business and networking. And it's a great way of having new potential members consider joining the Atlantic City Chamber, huh?
Well, it is. And thank you to Johnny X for hosting us. You know, it's really important for the chamber that we show a variety of venues. And, you know, what I love about John is his entrepreneurial spirit. He's not afraid to say what he thinks. And I think you need more of that in town.
So, did he let you take everybody for a ride in the fire engine? Is that true?
We didn't do the fire engine, but, you know, there was some hot sauce there that was probably appropriate for a firehouse. So let's leave it at that.
But Johnny is a very outspoken, very vocal local business, and he really represents the past 10 years of Atlantic City, but also the future of Atlantic City and Atlantic County and the region, the voice of the small businessman, huh?
Well, and passionate would be the word I use, because there's a lot of things that make a lot of sense. And, you know, it's one thing to be outspoken. It's another thing to be passionate and have some good thought behind your ideas.
Johnny, I want you to look in Joe's eyes and tell him how deeply you feel about his leadership at the Greater Atlantic Chamber, Greater Atlantic City Chamber.
Well, I must say, I'm surrounded by greatness right now. I feel like I'm just getting educated by breathing. But Mr. Kelly's right. I mean, I am passionate. Yes, I have to be. I, you know, married. I have son Nicholas now, and we're vested in Atlantic City. You know, I'm a resident of Atlantic City, business person in Atlantic City, and I employ about 25 people. With that, that's about 100 mouths or 120 mouths that I'm responsible for to market, to help them out as well, too. And it's a shame that, you know, you get roadblocks put in front of you, you know, due to what I would say ignorance, you know. And again, it's just back to the key word that what we're lacking is marketing. We need marketing.
That's what Angelo Angelou said, that it really came down to perception. Better marketing for the folks that don't live around here. That's how they'll know that Atlantic City really has changed substantially over the past 5 years or so, huh?
Things have changed. Hurricane Sandy kind of, you know, shook a tree a little bit. And, you know, from 3 years ago and for the next two, that 5 years should have been a rebuilding stage or a vision to see where to put the city itself. You know, and then going through last summer and this summer, having colleagues of mine in Seaside Heights or in Sea Isle, they all thrived and had better years than what they've had. And then, you know, the majority of the people that are in Atlantic City, they've been stale or a little bit less. And for what reason? We have all the tools there. Just use them, and no one's put them together.
Johnny X from Ducktown Tavern, thank you so much for coming in. Johnny X, unfiltered, hope to have you back to give us the truth.
I appreciate the invite, and anytime you like me back, I will come back.
Without truth serum.
No truth serum.
It's Mel Taylor, Joe Kelly from the Greater Atlantic City Chamber is next.
WPG Atlantic City and WPG1450.com.